聚会上遇到的人。On what occasions would people be willing to get to know new people? Where could people get to know new people? How do people start a conversation? Is it difficult for Chinese people to communicate with people from other countries? 有趣的老人。Do you think old people and young people can share interests? What can old people teach young people? Are there benefits when one person is interested in another person? Do you think many people today are too self-centered? 想要一起工作学习的人。Why should children be kind to their classmates?What matters most about a colleague's personality? Are good colleagues important at work? Are knowledgeable people popular at work? 常用网站。What are the most popular and least popular apps in China? What's the difference between the internet and television?Why do people like to read the news on the internet instead of on TV? What kinds of people would still go to the library to read and study?
愿意短暂停留的城市。
Why do people sometimes go to other cities? Why are historical cities popular? Do you think tourists may come across bad things in other cities?Is it necessary to make a plan before visiting a city?
家里放松的地方。
Why is it difficult for some people to relax? What are the benefits of doing exercise? Do people in your country exercise after work? What is a place where people spend most of their time in their home?
居住地的新发展。
Is public transportation popular in China? What can be improved in public transport services? What leisure facilities can be used by people of all ages? Do young people in your country like to go to the cinema?
吵闹的地方。
Do you think it is good for children to make noise?Should children not be allowed to make noise under any circumstances? What kinds of noises are there in our life? Which is exposed to more noise, the city or the countryside?
空气糟糕的地方。
Is there more pollution now than in the past? In what ways can air pollution be reduced effectively?Do you think the city is cleaner or dirtier than the countryside? Why? What can factories and power plants do to reduce pollutant?
难用的科技产品。
What technology do people currently use? Why do big companies introduce new products frequently? Why are people so keen on buying iPhones?Even though they haven't changed much from one to the next.
不寻常的一餐。
What is a traditional food of your country? How popular is fast food in your country? Are the types of food that people eat in their homes changing? What are some reasons why some people enjoy eating in restaurants?
收到心心念念之物。
What kinds of things do young people like to spend money on in your country? Why do people often buy things they don't really need? Is it necessary to advertise in today's economy? What's the reason why owning materials possessions is important to people?
不喜欢的广告。
What types of products are often advertised in your country? Is it a good idea to use famous people in advertisement?
需要注意一下这里的这个单词广告这个单词英式发音里面读作 advertisement, 美式发音里面读作 advertisement, 大家稍微注意一下。
Which one is more effective, print advertising or online advertising? Is it important to educate young people about the dangers of advertising?
电影角色。
Is it interesting to be an actor or actress?
大家需要注意一下这道题它不是问你当一个男演员有趣还是当一个女演员有趣。其实就是问你当一个演员是否有趣就是这样一个问题。
What can children learn from acting? Why do children like special costumes? What are the differences between actors or actresses who earn much and those who earn little?
和别人共事的经历。
What do young children learn from being with others in classes? Is it important for school children to like their classmates? What makes someone a good colleague? Is it the most important to have good colleagues in a job?
一个享受的生活习惯。
What kinds of routines do people follow at home?Do having routines at home make everyday life easier? What's the advantages for young children to have a daily routine at school? Is it useful for older children to decide their own study routines?
年轻时喜欢做的事。
Is it important to have a break during work or study?
需要注意一下这句话它也不是问你在工作的时候休息更加重要还是说在学习的时候休息更加重要而是在问你就是工作和学习的时候休息是否是重要的。
What sports do young people like to do now? What activities do children and adults do nowadays?
需要注意一下这里的 adults 这个单词在英式发音里面读作 adults, 表示成年人在美式发音里面通常读作 adults。
Do adults and children have enough time for leisure activities nowadays?
这里的 leisure activities 的意思就是休闲的娱乐活动相当于就是一些 entertainment 或者 amusement 他们的意思就都是休闲的娱乐活动。
好消息。Is it good to share something on social media? Should the media only publish good news?How does a social media help people access information?
这里的 access information 表示的是获得信息。Access 这里作为动词表示获得。
What kind of good news do people often share in the community?
这里的 community, 大家不用把它狭义的理解为是一个居住的社区。你就可以把它理解为是人们经常在他们的一个社交团体、社交群体里面去分享什么样的好消息。
开学第一天 What can parents do to help children get ready for their first day at school? How do children benefit from starting school? Why is starting school difficult for some children? What are the advantages and disadvantages for workers who often change their job?
教别人做事
What practical skills can young people teach old people? What skills can young people teach old people besides technology? How can young people teach old people skills? How can we know what to do when we want to learn something new?
想了解更多的历史时期。
Should everyone know history? In what ways can children learn history?What are the differences between learning history from books and from videos? Is it difficult to protect and preserve historic buildings?
让你骄傲的是
Which is more important, personal goals or work goals? Does everyone set goals for themselves? Do you think material rewards are more important than other rewards at work? What makes people feel proud of themselves?
以后想要学习的事情。
What subjects are popular with young adults today? What's the best age for young people to make decisions about their future studies? Why do some people prefer to study alone rather than in a group? What are the ways people can learn practical subjects, such as cooking?
迟到。
What are some common reasons why people are late for things? How important is it for people to be on time in your country? What problems can happen when a person is late for something? What can people do to help manage their time?
投诉并取得满意结果。
What do people often make complaints about in your country?Do you think it's better to make a complaint in person or in writing? Do young people complain more or less than older people? Why is it important for companies to respond well to customers' complaints?